Welcome to Philanthropy Today, a podcast about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation. Together, we'll learn about the goals of the GMCF and the work of its staff, board members, and trustees. You'll hear about the GMCF's affiliate partners throughout North Central Kansas, and we'll also explore the efforts of area nonprofit agencies, their staff, and volunteers. Now, here's your host of Philanthropy Today, Dave Lewis.
The GMCF's Community Foundation Awards, better known as the CFAs, are going to be coming along on March 21st at the Hilton Garden Inn Manhattan Conference Center. And yes, you can get your you can reserve your seat at thecfas.com. And today we're going to visit with one of our distinguished volunteer nominees. Her name is Joan McIlvain. Welcome to our podcast today, Joan.
Well, thank you.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and your background.
Okay, I was a teacher here in Manhattan for many years, and when I retired, I started doing more volunteer work, although I've done a lot of volunteer work most of my life. But I started with Shepherd's Crossing. They're 22 years old, and I've been with them 21 of the 22 years.
Wow. What kind of work do you do for Shepherd's Crossing?
Well, I do all the intake. I get the files. I copy the bills that people have, and I get them to the counselors.
Mm-hmm. Shepherd's Crossing is important to me. I've been friends with C. Clyde Jones forever. I was on the board of directors for a while, and what a wonderful organization.
Yes, it is.
What do you enjoy about your work?
The most I enjoy about it is the thought that in helping people in Manhattan, we're helping our neighbors. And it stays here. The money that's given to Shepherd's Crossing stays in this area. And so it's neighbor, to me, neighbor helping neighbor.
Joan, do you volunteer your time with anybody else?
There's usually about eight counselors there, or six counselors, and the director and the assistant director.
And they nominated you as a distinguished volunteer.
Yes.
Why do you think they did that?
I don't know, but I sure appreciate it, and I thank them for it.
Well, it is quite an honor just to be nominated.
Yes, and, it is.
You know, there's a $100 contribution that the GMCF will make in your honor to a charity of your choice. Have you decided who that's going to go to?
The Shepherd's Crossing.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
What does volunteering mean to you?
It means that you're helping, you're doing something and you're not getting paid for it.
Okay. And this is something that really just comes from the heart, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Why did you get involved in Shepherd's Crossing to start with?
Well, I just felt for people who have a hard time in life and need some extra help and whatnot. And I thought this is really good because it stays here in Manhattan, basically, in Manhattan, Ogden, that we help people in this area. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really good. And I really wanted to do that because a lot of times people who give money to organizations that might be go to Chicago or Trenton or New York or, you know, Topeka, whatever. But this, what we do here in Manhattan and get from volunteers and get from the community, it stays in Manhattan.
It's a wonderful organization that just really helps people get back on their feet.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
How often do you work?
I work every Tuesday from 10 to 2, and Thursdays 2 to 5:30.
And during that time frame, you probably work with several people on a daily basis, don't you?
Well, yes.
Do you have any favorite stories about someone that you've helped?
Well, I've seen people walk out. One was a former student of mine, and she needed help, and she felt bad having to ask for help, and I assured her it was okay and walked out, and I walked out with her, and she was crying walking out, thanking me for helping her.
That makes a big difference in why you do this work, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. What does it mean to you to be nominated as a distinguished volunteer for the CFAs?
It was just a nice surprise, and I really appreciate that they did volunteer me for this board, and I appreciate that, and I hope that I can be a winner and give Shepherd's Crossing a little bit more.
Well, that would be nice, too.
Uh-huh.
Joan McIlvain, I doubt that you're going to be slowing down anytime soon with Shepherd's Crossing, are you?
No.
Yeah. It's a passion for life.
Yes, it is. As long as I can do it, I'll do it. I'm in my early 80s, but I'm doing fine. So I'll be there for as long as I can.
Well, we wish you and your work at Shepherd's Crossing many more years.
Yes.
And congratulations once again.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Keep up with Philanthropy Today by following or subscribing to our podcast on your favorite apps. To learn more about the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, visit our website at mcfks.org. Philanthropy Today is produced by Ad Astracast. Follow us online at adastracast.com.